Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The city of Tampa has repaired its broken water main, but the city is still under a boil water notice. It might get lifted tomorrow if the water supply is safe then. Florida and 16 other states have filed a brief in the Supreme Court in support of Texas's request that the justices throw out the results of the presidential election in four other states that did not support President Trump. On Twitter, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody said, "It's to assure that last month's election was fairly reviewed and decided." The election was fairly reviewed and decided. This week, the home of former state COVID-19 data manager Rebecca Jones was raided by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Security video she released shows several officers with their guns drawn. Because of the raid, a lifelong Republican resigned his state position yesterday. Ron Filipkowski was a member of the Florida Judicial Nominating Commission. He said he no longer wanted to be part of the government because of the raid and because of the way Governor Ron DeSantis has handled the coronavirus pandemic.
Well, again, I'm a criminal lawyer. I see videos like that all the time that people film of traffic stops, of themselves being, you know, searched and all of that. So it wasn't, maybe that's, you know, just seeing something like that is shocking to a lot of people. It wasn't so much shocking to me. What I thought is it was completely excessive. You know, during this year, we've had this unfortunate phrase, defunding the police. And I'm also a former police academy director. I hate that slogan because really what the slogan should have been, in my opinion, is demilitarize the police. We have seen police departments become these paramilitary organizations. I don't think any police officer should wear camo. I think the body armor stuff needs to be cut back on. It's just, we have this mentality with police agencies now. We've gone away from community policing and engaging the public and more into creating paramilitary organizations. And that's what I saw here. I mean, did they really need all of those officers? Did they really need weapons drawn with this woman in her home with her two kids for a laptop? I mean, come on. I mean, people around the world look at that and they wonder, what the heck's going on in America?
Well, Ron Filipkowski, those were my questions, but is there anything else that you'd like our listeners to know about either about the governor's COVID-19 response or about this raid on the home of Rebecca Jones?
I just would like to say that, you know, we have no COVID policy or no COVID restrictions in Florida, but we as individuals can take care of ourselves to some degree, and that's what we've been left to do is defend to ourselves. We don't have to go into a restaurant operating at 100% capacity. So again, I don't know if what she did is right or wrong, whether it's a violation of the law. The bigger principle is the way the police powers are being used right now, in my view, to silence a critic.
That's Ron Filipkowski, a former member of a Florida Judicial Nominating Commission. He quit yesterday in protest of the state's raid on the home of Rebecca Jones. You can watch more of this interview. It's on our website, WMNF.org. Today, federal regulators sued to force Facebook to sell off its Instagram and WhatsApp messaging services. The U.S. government and 48 states and districts accused the company of abusing its market power in social networking to crush smaller competitors. The antitrust lawsuits were announced by the Federal Trade Commission and the New York Attorney General Letitia James. Facebook is the world's largest social media with 2.7 billion users. It's a company with a market value of nearly $800 billion, whose CEO Mark Zuckerberg is the world's fifth richest individual and the most public face of big tech. Facebook did not have an immediate comment. The Trump administration says it will allow migrants from six countries to extend their legal U.S. residency under a temporary status for 9 months while courts consider its efforts to end the program. President Trump has long sought to terminate the program, which allows migrants from countries devastated by war or natural disaster to legally live in the U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has promised an immediate review of temporary protective status and says he'll pursue legislation for longtime residents to remain and seek U.S. citizenship. The Department of Homeland Security announced the extension today. It applies to 300,000 people. Here's the weather. Tonight, mostly clear, not as cold, lows in the high 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, afternoon highs in the mid-70s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app.